And finally, Hannah has been breaking down this question of the week.
This week, we send our searching eyes to ponder our emotions.
Hello, my name is Claes, I'm from Sweden. What is the physiology behind emotional breakdown? Everybody has had the feeling in traumatic situations of getting all choked up, voice breaking and tears welling up. What is happening in our bodies during such occurrences?
So what's going on in our bodies and brains during an emotional breakdown? And why is it that sometimes we can have such strong emotional reactions to things?
Hi, I'm Joe Herbert and I work in clinical neurosciences at Cambridge. So why do emotions take over? Well, they take over because they're so important. Because it ensures that things that are good for you arouse positive or pleasurable emotions and are therefore preferred, whereas the opposite applies to things that are bad for you, which give rise to negative emotions. But secondly, it acts as a vital part of social communication. It recruits others to help you or join in, and recognising emotions in others is an essential ingredient of good social relationships.
And are there specific hormones or parts of the body involved in such emotional responses?
Your whole body takes part in emotions, including two rather special hormones. Adrenaline, which Americans call epinephrine, surges out when you're frightened or excited and makes your heart beat faster and your breathing become deeper. Your brain has an adrenaline surge of its own, and this makes you alert and pay attention. If your emotion runs high for much longer, a second hormone, cortisol, joins in, particularly if the emotional experience is stressful. Cortisol sensitizes your brain to unpleasant events and makes you remember them better, so you avoid the situation that brings them about. We don't yet know whether the brain has special chemicals that signal fear or happiness or anger and so on, but it's possible they may exist.
Thanks, Joe. So strong emotional reactions are there to help us to communicate our feelings with others and also to help us remember that particular situations should be avoided in the future. Well, sticking with reactions, we turn to next week's question.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Ari Huttunen. I'd like to know, why do I feel sick because of too much exercise? When I have a too intensive workout, I sometimes have a sudden case of nausea during or afterwards. What makes this happen and what happens in the body?
Poor Aru. Is this something that you have experienced, sickness after physical exertion? And is there a reason for it? Send us your thoughts. You can get in touch by emailing studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @NakedScientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is @NakedScientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow.
And that is it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Daniel Martin, Peter Lindholm and Heather Lunt. Thank you also to Kate Lamble for joining me. The production this week was by Dominic Ford. Next time, we're exploring the microscopic world of fungi, including why they're so toxic and what they can do to your organs. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.